Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Liz, good afternoon. Dan has a statement from Stacey Garrity, the treasurer in Pennsylvania, that I think summarizes. I wanted to get your sense of what she said about Shapiro.
She says, while I disagree with Josh Shapiro on many matters of policy, no Pennsylvanian can fail to take offense at the shabby and unwarranted attacks directed at him by some members of his own party, even a member of his party's statewide ticket. His support of democracy in the Middle East and educational choice for families trapped in failing public schools are mainstream positions. It is regrettable that, in a state known for moderation and common decency, the governor's worst enemies turned out to be the members of his own party.
Liz?
Well, listen, the one of the people who led the fight against Josh Shapiro is the Democratic candidate for treasurer. So Stacey has an interest and knows what she's talking about here. That being said, I think some of the complaints that were made about him, for example, from John Fetterman, were real. And there's some reports that they really weighed heavily on Harris's decision. The reports that he is too much about himself. He's not a team player. Reports that the video that he apparently had a hand in producing, or his campaign, that was posted by Mayor Sherelle Parker, also, according to some reporters, are saying weighed heavily against him, thinking that he's just too political and pushing too hard. So I agree with what Stacey said, but I think there are other things at work. Another thing, of course, which nobody can deny, is the progressives pushing him out a lot because of his positions on Israel and then obviously on school choice and other issues, but mainly on Israel.
Yeah, on Israel. I mean, I think, and Liz, this shows me something about Harris, too, that she could not deal with this. And it seems to be an unusual choice with this guy. They talked themselves into rural Minnesota, where he may have had some success, is the same thing as rural Pennsylvania.
You know, I disagree with that, but I think that she was between a rock and a hard place. They know their base. They know their base has is much more pro-Palestinian than pro-Israel, and they know that they need to win Michigan, and they've already seen lots of voters saying to the polls they weren't going to vote for Biden because he was pro-Israel. So she had to, she really needs the United Democratic Convention. And there was people, I don't know if you follow Mark Halperin. He's a sort of, he's a reporter. Yeah. And he's a Josh Shapiro fan. And he reported that even Obama was not supporting Shapiro in the end because of the concerns that this could be, break the unity of the party. Progressives could go crazy at the convention and sit home.
Wow. Well, you know better Pennsylvania. I would defer to you. But my gut instinct on this whole thing, the math adds up this way. Whoever wins Pennsylvania, unless there's some weird stuff that happens, is going to be president. So I got to, if I'm strong, I got to say I may have that. But what are they going to do? I got to lock up Pennsylvania. And I hate to say it, but I think Shapiro would give them a very good shot at winning in Pennsylvania. Do you think he wouldn't?
No, I think he would help, but it could be on the margins. I don't know how much it would help. You know, he's never been vetted, and that started happening very heavily in the last week. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be, you know, things come out, and then he would take a lot of punches, so he wouldn't be up at, you know, 60% approval by the end of this, I wouldn't think. But could he help turn out a little bit more votes in the Southeast? I think so. And I do think because Walz was picked, it does mean the Never Trumpers don't really have an avenue with Harris. I mean, listen, she's doubling down on her progressive bona fides. She's a California progressive. Walz is just as progressive, if not more than her. So it's a hard argument for the Never Trumpers in the suburbs to say, I feel good with Harris.
You know, that is a great point. I see people like Jim Greenwood, who I can't have back on the show again. Look, I know they don't like Trump's personality. Or Christine Todd Whitman endorsed Harris. Can they still do that when she goes with the Walls, just telling you where they're going? You just, particularly, Liz, on...
Well, if they do, they're not Republicans. I mean, point, now you're really, we're really drawing the line. Because for Biden, there was an argument. There really isn't an argument on the issues and... And they could, she could decide to moderate when she speaks, but the reality is her choice for VP shows she is not a moderate, period, end of story.
So you were always my go-to in the suburbs, and so does this mean there is more, Trump just has to do marginally better in the Philadelphia area, because I think the mail-in ballot stuff across the state, and you were one of the first 2 years ago, when it was heresy to say that. I think it's going better. Sean Parnell, people like that, I think they're doing a good job. What is the issue then? Is it just inflation, economy, and all that in the four collar counties? And does Trump tap into that effectively?
You know, he's not going to win the Southeast.
No.
But again, it's all on the margins. Can he pick up a few thousand votes? Do a couple thousand people sit home? You know, I've heard from a number of Jewish friends today. They're really upset. They feel that this pick shows that the Democrats have caved in to their, anti-Israel base, a lot of whom are anti-Semitic. And I think, you know, there's going to be some Jewish voters who are going to say, you know, I'm just not comfortable voting Democrat right now. And they might have, and they probably did before, but right now they may say no. So I do think that in Pennsylvania, Trump is better off, obviously, with Josh Shapiro not on the ticket.
Yeah, exactly. So any other observation, Liz, of what you see either here or how this plays out anywhere?
Well, listen, Trump's winning on the issues. The question is, can he just stick to the message on the issues and not, you know, step out too far? Everybody knows he's not going to be a traditional candidate, but can he just talk about the issues? Will something happen in the economy? Will there be a strike in Israel or another something going on in Gaza that will impact? Probably. I mean, this has been the wildest ride we've had in a presidential, you know, election in years. So something could happen, but I think Trump is still on the path to victory, in my view. And I think this Walz pick, you know, it was a safe one for her, but it's also a really, I think, a sad state of affairs for the Democratic Party. You know, when you have to lean in to go hard left with your VP, it's not good for the country.
No, without a doubt. Liz, thank you. Thanks a lot, as always.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.